Come in.
Sweetheart, when did you get here? Why didn't you inform me? Were you hurt? Is everything okay? No one mistreated you or anything, right? You should have told me. I would have sent my men to come get you. I understand you just wanted to see me, but if anything were to happen to you, I wouldn't be able to live with myself. Listen, there are people out there who want to get under my skin. They will go to any length just to get to me. They will target innocent souls such as yourself just to bring me out. So I have to protect you, no matter what. Even if it's just a mere visit, please let me know. 'Cause I will not let anyone put their hands on you. I don't mean to come off as upset. I could never be upset at the likes of you. In fact, your mere presence has made me forget about everything else. All of my worries, concerns, everything has seemed to vanish. Of course it's because of you. I don't know if you've noticed, but you have a very warm aura. Something about you brings so much joy to everyone. All of my subordinates agree. Well, yes, the reason why I haven't said anything is because all of them told me not to. They felt embarrassed. But it is the truth. You've inspired all of my men. And myself. Before every conflict, I always think to myself of the future we will have together. The future I am fighting for. Where there's nothing we need to worry about. Where all we need to do for the rest of our lives is be there for one another. For our future family. I would die 100 times over just to have that right now. But unfortunately, I can't. I cannot afford to put you at risk. If word comes out that you are closely associated with me, you will become a target. So right now, we have to be careful. I have to pretend that I do not know you whatsoever, and doing so kills me. Though it is to protect you, every time I see you, or you're around me, the urge to spoil you with my love grows stronger. My dream is to give you what you've always wanted. Peace. No more fighting. No more conflict. Nothing. Just peace. I will grant you that with my bare hands if I need to. Nothing will get in my way. Just us being together is a risk. But it brings me so much joy to see you. You've grown so beautiful. Truly. All of your features have developed over the years. I missed out on so many things because of all of this. Haven't I? I apologize. I know all of this has taken a toll on you. And every day I'm away, it tears me apart. But that dream of us together, with nothing to worry about, drives me forward. It grants me the strength I need every single day to continue fighting, to continue moving forward. Do you remember when we first met? I was merely in training. And you were standing there, watching me. The first time I saw you. The first time we made eye contact. I felt something change within me. I felt a connection of some sort. And ever since then, that connection has been growing stronger and stronger. The appreciation I had for you turned into love. We spent so many years together. And look at how we've developed. You saw me as a squire in training who barely knew how to wield a sword. And now here I am, standing before you, a commander, leading an entire army against an invading kingdom. All of this development, you are truly to blame. Well, of course. The moment I decided that we were going to spend the rest of our lives together, I wanted to fight for a peaceful future, for the both of us. And I knew the only way to achieve this peace was to fight. So every single day, I trained, I learned, I evolved, I became the machine that I am today. Just so I can have a chance, just a chance, to have a normal future with you. That's all I want. And that's all I'll ever need. So I'm sorry for leaving you alone for so long. But I know that the pain, the separation, the distance, everything will be worth it. Once we're together and we have our own family, I will turn this world inside out if I need to. If I get to have that future. I promise you, I will return home. Victorious. For the both of us. But I need more time. And for now, I need you to stay away from me. I understand. It kills me to say that to you. It really does. But for your safety, you need to maintain your distance. I will write to you, I promise. I will inform you of everything that's been happening. And all I ask is you write back occasionally. Merely reading your words brings me so much comfort. I can't even describe it. But I promise you, every time I swing my blade or shout to the heavens, it is for you, my love.